With Ethan Stendel from Caledonia, Minnesota, freshman linebacker on this Gopher football team. And before we get into the nuts and bolts of the season, I want to ask you personally, how's it going? Freshman year, transition from, you know, high school star to working your way into having an impact here.
It's going pretty good. I'm just getting a feel for the pace of college football and physicality of it. I'm getting pretty settled down in like the playbook and stuff, so I'm getting pretty comfortable with it. So,
right now, take us through kind of what areas, like I know you're doing some special teams work. What are some areas that you're able to impact the game?
Special teams, like you said, kickoff, kick return, punt return. I'm trying to work my way on the defense a little bit, but because we got some injuries right now, so I'm just trying to help the team as much as I can.
How has the transition gone just from, you know, there's big, fast, strong guys at every position? Has anything surprised you? Have you felt pretty comfortable working your way into this situation?
I felt pretty comfortable with it. I mean, they're all really good athletes. You know, they're here for a reason. So just working from high school to college is a transition, which I'm getting down, so.
You had a really successful high school football career. Caledonia, of course, is, you know, a team that is always finding its way into the playoffs with Coach Frichte and all of that. Take me through how that helped shape you as a football player going through that program.
A lot of things from Caledonia helped me out a lot by, like, the way they preach stuff. Like, they love speed. These guys love speed. Thinking clearly and playing fast. Flex does that all the time. So things like the pace of practice also, that was one big thing that I noticed. Caledonia just set me up for the future really well. So.
And then how about just being from Minnesota, staying in your home state and playing and having family and friends close? Has that been a help as well?
Yeah, for your family and friends close, that's a big one, because then you can just reach out or they can come up to the games whenever and you can just hang out with them. You're not like really like focused on football, but like you are, but like you can also have an outside life with that too. So, yeah, it's nice having just family and friends just to contact and stuff like that. So,
and then too, from that regard, when you're talking about, you know, small town Minnesota and there's certain values and certain work ethic, how much has that shaped you? And take me through kind of your background that way.
I think living in a small town really helped me out a lot, because I lived out in the country, so I was like cutting wood, splitting wood when I was younger for firewood, and then just. Small town, you're not really like, you got to do a lot by yourself. Like, I don't really know how to explain it, but that just helped me out a lot with my work ethic and stuff. So it's really carrying over to the college level. So
yeah, the work ethic, right? I mean, you get in the weight room and that's easy stuff when you have to do what you probably did growing up, right?
Yeah, for sure. Weight room, they've changed some stuff from my college stuff, but still pretty simple. So
yeah,
it's nice.
As you scan your career now, as you mentioned, and this is how a lot of guys do it. They come in, they make their mark on special teams, they make tackles, they hit, they do things. And then eventually you start transitioning to where you're playing on defense, and then you're playing every down, and then you're having a huge impact. How do you try to envision or have a vision for your future here?
Just take it one step at a time, day by day. Do what you can right away. Just do what the coaches want you to do. Just get in with the coaches. Like, I come in here every day with our special teams coordinator and get stuff figured out there, and then just keep working, like get the playbook down for defense, and then just keep working on the plays and stuff like that. Just get comfortable with it so you can play fast. So.
How have the old guys been? And I say old, like literally in the case of, like, say, a Derek LeCaptain, who kind of oversees that special teams unit and the linebackers for that matter. And then you've got, a Maverick Baranowski, a Devin Williams, some of the guys. How much have they helped your transition here too?
Oh, Derek LeCaptain, he's helped me out so much. He got me started when I came in the summer, was getting the special teams down, getting reps at it. Every day after practice, we were kind of a little special teams drill just to get comfortable with, like, the footwork and stuff. And, like, Mav and Devin Williams and Matt Kingsbury, they're so helpful with, like, just learning the playbook, but they also make the room fun, just not all serious all the time. So it's nice.
And then how about your position coach, Mariano Sorimarin, who it wasn't that long ago was, you know, wearing the pads just like you. How has he been to play for?
Yeah, he's been really, really, really fun to play for. Brings an excitement to the practices and meetings every day. Makes it not serious all the time. Gets the little jokes in there. But he's also a really good coach. He focuses on little details and stuff like that. So it's not like, it's really easy to play for him, I think.
And then how much have you learned, too, from a preparation standpoint? Maybe the captain's helped you, whether it's watching film of special teams, watching film of the opposing offense. So if you are getting an opportunity on defense, you kind of know what to expect.
Helped me out a lot. Again, the special teams meetings, to come in and talk about it. And then I think Caledonia helped me out a lot with that, too. They did a lot of film preparation. And, like, my coaches there and taught me how to watch film, too. So I think it's been a simple transition, but I still got to do a lot more of it, though. So.
And Northwestern, what do you see when you've watched them on film, both special teams and their offense?
They're a really good team, really physical, real fast. So we just got to do our part and do our job to stop them. So.
Well, it's been fun watching. It'll be fun watching you progress as well throughout your career. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, there he is, Ethan Stendel, Caledonia, Minnesota.